Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Don't just jump into real estate because you think it's a quick way to make a buck. It's a long-term business. If you're really dedicated to real estate, get started, network with people, keep pushing forward, and it's all going to be worth it.
First, a quick word from our best ever partner, PropStream. PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties in seconds, nationwide or specific to any zip code. You can skip trace owner information, find cash buyers specific to an area, and find other investors to potentially partner with or fund your deals. PropStream provides you the comprehensive data and market insight you need to be at the top of your real estate game. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail. Even if you're not in real estate, PropStream can help you locate high net worth individuals to invest in your non-real estate business, or if you are in real estate, then you can find them to invest in your real estate business. You can use this tool to find people who have millions of dollars in equity in their homes, and you can reach out to them via email, telephone, or snail mail. This is the perfect real estate investing tool for wholesalers and real estate agents, real estate investors, and entrepreneurs. I love how easy the PropStream website is to use. With a few clicks, you can review comps in the area or estimate rehab costs prior to purchasing a property. Act now to take advantage of the plethora of properties that have and will continue to hit the market during this time. And best ever listeners, do you know we got something special for you? You're going to receive a free 7-day all-access trial to experience all the features this powerful tool has, and you'll experience it firsthand. Just go to your7dayfreetrial.com. That's Y-O-U-R, the number 7dayfreetrial.com. Get started with this. Get your 7-day free trial and start growing your business even more so than you have been. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of fluffy stuff. With us today, Leslie Awesome. How you doing, Leslie?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, and I'm grateful to have you on the show. A little bit about Leslie. He's the co-founder and director of operations at Excite Capital Investment. He's got 3 years of real estate investing experience, bought the first property in 2017, and in 2019 invested in a 192-unit apartment community. He's based in Hanover, Maryland. With that being said, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Sure. Joe, by the way, thanks for having me here. So a little bit about me. I've been in the U.S. for the last 20 years. Came here from Africa 20 years ago. And in 2008, I started my career as a healthcare provider. I was there and I witnessed what was happening with the economy. I got to see some older nurses that I was working with lose a significant portion of their retirement as a result of the economic crisis of 2008. And that kind of scared me and left a little bit of an impact on me. Wasn't quite sure where to go or what to do. But at that point in time, I had made up my mind that I wasn't going to find myself in the similar positions as those nurses. So fast forward a few years later, after getting my master's and working as an anesthesia provider, wasn't really feeling like this is where I wanted my life to end. I loved the role that I was providing at that point in time, but I needed more. So I started just looking up and trying to read some articles about investing and other stuff. And I came across a book by Robert Kiyosaki called Second Chance at Your Life and Your Money. Read the book and it really connected with me, my situation that I was in at that point in time. Opened up my mind to the financial world and investing in general. So from that book, I decided to take a plunge to educate myself more and then start investing in real estate. So in 2017, finally gathered the courage to purchase my first investment property. It was a rental, did like the BRR model. It kind of worked okay, made some errors right there with the first deal, but it worked great. And it was a proof of concept for me. It kind of showed me that I could do this. And I really, really enjoyed myself while managing the property and going through the renovation process. So that was kind of the jolt I needed to dig in more into the real estate and keep pushing forward. So later on down the line, I met my partner, Tenny Tolofari, and we connected on the real estate side and on finances and personal development, decided to partner up together and focus on multifamily investing. Mm-hmm. So we started Excite Capital in 2019. We started our meetup as well. Started going out there, meeting people, connecting with other investors and other industry leaders like yourself. And in 2019, we were invited on to 192 Doors apartment community in Atlanta, which was our first investment. Went out great. And this year, we're pushing forward. We now have another 49 unit under contract that we're currently in the raise portion for and hoping to close next month.
So the 192 unit, are you two the only general partners on that?
No, we have senior general partners on the deal. We got invited on the deal as general partners, but we were unable to meet the requirements as far as the raise were concerned. A couple of our investors backed out at the last minute, so we ended up as limited partners on the deal.
In 2019, you had a meetup and also you started your company. That was after you did the BRRRR. Let's just talk a little bit about the BRRRR and then we'll talk about some other things related to apartment investing. But with the BRRRR approach, you said it went well, but you had some errors on it.
Correct.
What were some things that you learned?
I learned that you got to do estimates the right way. You cannot be over-optimistic when it comes to doing renovations. When I got the apartment, when in the realtor was this nice guy, but just fast-talking, and he was the one that really encouraged me to get the property, which I'm grateful for. But he was just throwing out numbers, which I went by, which were not accurate, and ended up spending double the numbers that he was throwing out. Like, he just looked at the condo and said, he doesn't think we're going to spend more than $7,000 for the renovations. Ended up spending about $14,000. Tried hiring one contractor. That didn't work out. Ended up firing the contractor. Ended up having to take some time off of work to be like the project manager myself, which worked out great. And I really learned a lot with that process as well.
$7,000 to $14,000 budget. Correct. To actuals. What was the difference?
It wasn't really an accurate estimate. It was just a guess. And that was one of the valuable lessons that I learned, that we have to treat this as a professional business and not just as a hobby. So we didn't get a professional estimate right up front. So we just went along with what needed to get done. and brought a specialist to come in and look at that and give us an estimate. Well, at least after the first experience with the contractor that got fired, because he came in and said he was going to do everything for $10,000. But then first 2-3 days I was at the job site and he never showed up. So ended up getting rid of him and then started doing it out on my own. I made some mistakes because there were certain things that I did twice that I could have done once, like doing like the total breakdown and garbage disposal. I ended up doing one section first, then got rid of the garbage, then had to pay someone again to come and get more garbage from the other side. So just rookie mistakes. But I did enjoy the process. I like doing that.
As far as the contractor goes, knowing what you know now, how do you approach the contractor conversations when you're vetting them out?
Now, off the bat, I don't do single families anymore. We now focus on multifamily. And for this, we piggyback off our property managers and let them do a lot of the bidding. But if I were to do it on my own, I would get professional contracting companies and get bids from at least 3 different contractors and sign a contract with expectations of what I need from my own end and have the contractor give me expectations of what to expect with the contract. But in the back of my mind, always be ready for any changes because things don't always go as planned.
With apartment investing now, transitioning over to what you're doing now, you're a limited partner on a deal. So you personally invested in it. How did you qualify that deal? Because it sounds like that was your first limited partnership investment, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So like I explained, we initially got invited to have a general partnership position. So I got to underwrite the deal myself, looked at the numbers of the deal, had studied, credit to you, Joe, because I learned a lot from reading your book on how to classify markets and find the right neighborhoods to invest in. And that is the same format we use as we move forward in selecting markets or selecting neighborhoods to invest in. So this deal is in Atlanta, a very strong market. The numbers on the deal were solid. It's a B-class asset, which is kind of what we were looking at that point in time in 2019 with everything that was going on with the call for a recession coming and everything coming. So we were focused on trying to invest in a primary market and a B and above asset. And we had that opportunity too. So I did underwrite the deal. The numbers made sense from a general partner perspective and a limited partner perspective that we were comfortable putting in our own money in the deal as well. And we try not to offer anything to investors that we're not comfortable with investing in ourselves.
Just looking at your experience over the last 3 years, what have been some eye-opening events that have taken place? One or two, something like, oh, well, 3 years later, knowing what I know now, that's surprising.
The first one was regarding that deal. We kind of got caught into the trap of focusing on finding a deal and thinking that once you have a deal, the investors will show up. That is one. And the second one is just related to being afraid of certain things, having fear. A lot of growth has happened since I started this business as a person. And that is the one of the most important things I like about being part of the multifamily business. It's not just about going out there and growing wealth. It's about growing as a person. And a lot of that growth has happened from challenging myself to do certain things that I thought were scary at that point in time. And one of those things was sitting and talking to investors or putting myself out there to let people know what I'm doing, which is one of the reasons why we faced challenges with raising money for that deal at first. And when we started, we initially spoke to a couple of investors and one of them said they were happy with the deal. They were going to put in some money. The other said the same thing. So we had promises of more than the amount of money that we thought we needed and we stopped raising. And now we've learned that you have to raise more than the amount that is required. Just so if somebody backs out at the last minute, you have the capital to close as well. And the other thing I've learned is in order to keep growing in life, I have to keep challenging myself to face uncomfortable situations. And that growth happens on a daily basis and I'm enjoying the process.
What are some ways that you educate yourself from a personal growth standpoint?
I read a lot of books. I listen to podcasts as well.
We'll get into some of your recommendations in the lightning round, I guess. So taking a step back, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Get started. You're going to have challenges along the way, and you're going to make some mistakes along the way. Just learn from them. Don't just jump into real estate because you think it's a quick way to make a buck. It's a long-term business. If you're really dedicated to real estate, get started, network with people, keep pushing forward, and it's all going to be worth it.
We're going to do a lightning round. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yes, sir.
All right. First quick word from our best ever partners. PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties, locate potential investors, or gain invaluable market insight in seconds. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail, which will help you close more deals with less stress. Visit your7dayfreetrial.com to start your free trial and experience all the amazing features PropStream has to offer. That's your7dayfreetrial.com. The Corporate Investor Podcast is geared towards successful corporate employees with high-income jobs looking to create a second stream of income. You'll hear from successful real estate investors on the show as they describe how they got started investing while working their full-time corporate job. Listen and subscribe at thecorporateinvestor.com. That's thecorporateinvestor.com. Best ever book you've recently read?
Best book recently read, I'll have to say, is The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy.
Best ever way you like to give back to the community?
By educating others about what real estate investing is all about and showing them possibilities of what they could do for themselves if they truly believe in themselves.
What's a mistake that we haven't talked about already that you've made on a transaction?
I'll have to go back to the same BRR model that we did. Again, it goes back to working, trying to find contractors for ourselves. Had somebody come in, do the job, didn't do it right the first time because I went for the cheaper option and ended up going back to the person that gave a higher bid and that did a better job. So sometimes cheap is not always better.
How can the best ever listeners learn more about what you're doing?
They can learn on our website, www.xsitecapital.com. That's xsitecapital.com.
Leslie, thanks so much for being on the show, talking about how you have focused on real estate investing for 3 years now and the couple deals that you've participated in. Hope you have a best ever day. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks.